What a perfect segue into our today's talk. If you were with us either via YouTube, hello YouTubers, or here, you realize that we're talking about mystery. The mystery of God, the mystery of you is today. And just how wonderful a mystery really is. You know, the mysteries, this is perfect because Martin Luther King, this is in honor of Martin Luther King's birthday tomorrow, or the celebration of it. And Martin Luther King, along with Gandhi, Jesus, the Buddha, and there's so many teachers, gurus, that we know their names of and or we don't, who are embodying the truth of who we are, the mysteries, and serving humanity and being bigger than what most of us think we can be. This talk is really all about, though, that they are not the exceptions, even though we believe that they are the exceptions. That each and every one of us within ourselves are meant to step up and behold the truth of ourselves. And that the beautiful mystery within us, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. We'll know what the beautiful mystery within you is. And so the illusion of this world is that there are usually two people. We are usually two people, or there are two people inside of us. The one is a personal human. I think we all can identify with that personal human, that fallible human. I don't know about you, I can. The other one is one that we, at least here in Unity, we speak of, we believe we can embrace it, but when we get out into the world, it's harder for us to actualize it. And that is us as a spiritual being. Actually, we think of it as a spiritual human, but more and more we realize that that is just a stepping stone, that the spiritual human needs to evolve into that just spiritual. The truth is that we are spiritual. And it's time that we all claim the truth of who we are. And there's usually levels that we step in. There's the common one of, and these rotate as we evolve. There's the common one, it's the youngster within us that continually asks, who am I? Who am I? There's the other one that proclaims, this is me, whatever that means. And then those are the human personal components of us. And then there's that evolution where we can claim, I am. And that's inevitably where we want to go to. But let's quickly go through before we delve into the I am and talk about where we, most of us, I believe, we fluctuate between the I am I or the this is me. Now, the am I is a constant one, or is it a who am I? There's a constant questioning. There's a constant groping as us as personal humans to figure ourselves out. This, we go through self-help books. I still do it. I'm having trouble throwing out most of my self-help books as I'm moving, because they're valuable to us. That is, as a human, us trying to figure ourselves out. You know, even in Buddhism, the questioning mind always goes, what is this? Or who am I? I've talked to you many a times, or maybe a couple times, about the, let's see who remembers this. This in the koans, in the riddles that we are given initially as a monk, and I am twice ordained as a monk. And one of the things as you go through ordination, or if you're, as you're talking to the teacher, you have to go through this so-called riddle. And the first one asks you, who are you? And most people, if I asked you, who are you, you can just yell out an answer. Who are you?
I am.
I am?
A mother.
A mother. A man. A man. Who are you? First thing that comes to your mind, it shouldn't be that difficult. Come on. Don't be shy. I know it's like a little bit after 9, so I'm still waking up too. Pardon? And no coffee. A man with no coffee. And so usually these are the things that we grope. And we hold on to these aspects of who am I? Or am I really this? Am I really that? Can anyone identify with these questions? And they're constant. They're constant within us. They're constant about our character. They're constant about our actions. And it's a continuation, and it's a beautiful continuation of trying to figure yourself out. Yet at some point in time, through the course of your own evolution, depending on whether it's a complete body evolution or if it's just moment-by-moment evolutions of aspects of yourself or aspects of situations, you move into the proclamation of, this is me. I think even most of our greatest people form into the, this is me. You no longer are questioning, who am I, or am I this, or am I that? There's a proclamation that as I stand here, now here's the thing, it could be positive or negative, I am this or I am that. It's a proclamation of figuring out that I am comfortable with this aspect of who I've been groping about who I am. You made the proclamations when I asked you, who are you? I'm a man without coffee. I'm a mother or a parent. I'm a wife, I'm a spouse, I'm a human. And we stand firm in those proclamations. I believe that we feel very, very, very comfortable in those proclamations because why? We figured out the mystery of ourselves, yes? I can figure it out. That is, as humans, what we thrive for, is trying to figure it out. Our brains, especially in this relative world, is concocted to figure stuff out. But the talk is really all about moving beyond this proclamation of this is me and going back into a different kind of proclamation that is truly the mystery. And that is the mystery of the I am. The mystery of the I am moves from the spiritual, and you think it's the same kind of proclamation of, well, I am a man. Didn't I say I am in front of the man? No, it's a different I am. The I am that I speak about is a spiritual, biblical I am. It is the I am that anytime we talk about the burning bush, and I won't give you the full Bible story, but when Moses was in the wilderness and he found himself as he was elevating, he found himself in front of a burning bush that was not elevated, and we find out that this burning bush was the angel speaking through it of God, the messenger of God, telling Moses that he needed to bring his people out of slavery, i.e., bring your consciousness. The people that he's referring to metaphysically means your thoughts, your feelings. All your thoughts and your feelings are your people, and you need to release them from the enslavement that you continue to hold on to and trying to figure out who you are. And most of the time, when we talk about who am I, it is those things that are like, I am dumb, I am stupid, I am poor, I am this, I am that, which we cling on to trying to figure out how we get through that, when in reality, we are made more than the things that hold us back. Taking us out of slavery is taking us out of those illusions of the things that we are not. And Moses fought back and forth with the spiritual word of truth, which is God. And God answered all of Moses' questions as Moses fought the truth of his identity. How many of us have fought when we are called to something higher? Just like Martin Luther King was called to something higher. Just as Gandhi was called to something higher. Just as Jesus was called to something higher. Buddha was called to something higher. We believe that we can't do it because we believe that we don't have the stuff that they're made of. But the reality is we are all made of that stuff. And it's good stuff. For we are all the sons and daughters of God. And so while Moses was at the burning bush, Moses' final declaration as he was almost ready to accept his tour of freeing his thoughts and his mind, his people out of slavery, He thinks he throws a whammy at God. He goes, well, who am I? Once the Pharaoh asks me who sent me, who am I supposed to tell him sent me? A burning bush? And the term I am that I am came out. I am that. God said, I am. And beloveds, that is the mystery, isn't it? I am. What are you? I am. What does that mean? It means that anything and everything, I am. It is infinite, that which we try to make finite. It is everything and nothing at all. It is the beauty of everything. It is the perceived sorrow. I am sent you. Beloveds, the same mystery that is God is the same mystery of all of us, because the truth is that our evolution moves back out of, once we evolve, and I have found this to be true within myself as I continue to move forward to an understanding. And these are the things that most people who have evolved, who are awakened, say, that more you realize, the more you evolve, the more you realize that you can't figure anything out. The more you evolve, the more you realize you don't know anything, and the more life becomes a mystery. Just as life becomes a mystery, you become more of a mystery because you awaken to the truth of the I am. We talk about, one of my favorite quotes is from Marianne Williamson. I think it hits deeply, but I think that most of us really don't embrace it because we feel it, we want to feel it, but this really speaks to the I am. You know the one I'm going to say. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. That statement right there is an interesting one. Our deepest fear isn't that we are inadequate, because in reality, we're comfortable in that inadequacy. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And that is the truth of your I am. We are powerful beyond all measures. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God, which a child of God metaphysically is the I am. Your playing small does not serve the world. This is nothing enlightened. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. Let me say that again. Especially in this time where there's wars, where the environment, where we question not only the United States political regime, but England, all of it. Let me say that again. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. What a profound statement. Because the truth of who we are is that we are children of God. And we should embrace the mystery of what that means, because that is the beauty, not only of God, but the beauty of us is our unlimited potentiality. A potentiality that is infinite. But here we are in our humanness, trying to make everything finite. Here in our humanness, where we try to fit in a box, where we're not meant to fit in a box. We're not meant to fit in any shape. We're meant to expand. Let me say that again. We're not meant to be a box, a circle, a square, a triangle, a rectangle, octagon. Throw any geometric shape at me. The beauty is that we are so infinite that we can form into any of those shapes. But we're not supposed to be solidly there. We're supposed to flow and expand and have fun in the mystery of who we are and who we can potentially manifest as. Because the beauty of us that as the children of God is that we are not just the manifested. We are the divine ideas of an unknown source, which means that if we are the divine idea of God, then we are infinite within our beings, able to manifest however we want to. So if we are the divine idea of God, able to manifest however we want to, then why not manifest with the glory of God, the greatness of God, and manifest greatness? Manifest the greatness infinitely. Don't ever try to box yourself in or allow someone else to box you in. Choose the shape and the form that you are, and if you don't like it, shake it off and move into a new, glorious one. And if you don't like that, shake that off. One important step, ask God. Move forward into, okay, well, I thought I liked that manifestation of life. That did not comply with what I believe and know that I am, which is your child. God, what is the good that you have for me that I cannot see with these mortal eyes as I still hold on to my human personality? What dreams, what manifestations that am I capable of that I can't quite grasp? Tell me, show me, allow me to guide me to how I can do that. Step back and let it be. For dear hearts, just like Jesus did, we all have the capabilities. You know, a lot of people ask me, why are there three different aspects of Jesus? I mean, what is this whole thing about Jesus, Jesus Christ, and Christ Jesus? In a very, very simple statement, it goes back to, am I the man? Am I the natural? That's Jesus. Someone who then moves into, this is me. That is Jesus Christ, the realization of being something else. But in this part, even in most of the aspects where it's Jesus Christ, it's still man and spirit. It's a spiritual man, Jesus realized. I'm spiritual man, until he evolves into Christ Jesus. That is the pure embodiment of the Christ, knowing that his sonship, realizing that he is not only connected to God, that they are one, but that he embodies the aspect of the truth that we're all scared to embody for some reason. I think it's because of this world. But like Marianne said, who are we not to realize how wonderful we are? I say, move into that spiritual component. Embrace the mysteries of yourself. Because the mysteries of yourself are the same beautiful mysteries that are God. They are one the same. And our duty is to continue to manifest all of the glories of the infinite. Yes, it is to make it finite, but in all of its infinite ways. And I know that sometimes blows our minds. What? Finite, infinite. There's so many infinite ways that we can manifest a finite. It goes beyond our comprehension. Yet, we can manifest all the great aspects of God and beyond. Let us step forward and do that. Let us continue to know that our greatness is there. So let us move from the am I to the this is me, and then to the question of I am. I am that I am because you are. This isn't the affirmation. We're going to do our affirmation that's in your book, but this is one I found a while back, and I like it. And so I'll say this to you, and then we'll say our one in the book. Every time I look in the mirror, I see that I am. I am God manifested in this present moment. I am allowing the release of everything that is not in alignment with this truth. Let's say that, and then we'll say the other one together. I'll read it, and then you feed it back to me. Every time I look in the mirror, I see that I am.
I am God manifested in this present moment.
I am allowing the release of everything
that is not in alignment with this truth.
Amen. And I'll say our this week's affirmation. A very simple truth. I am free and I am unlimited. And let us repeat that together. I am free and I am unlimited. Yes, you are. And so it is. Amen.